Story Space.
This is the Ulysses 5000. We're about to launch into Story Space. Three astronauts have boarded the capsule. Mick, do you read me?
Affirmative, Kev.
Matt, do you read me?
Affirmative, Kev.
We've got good comms. Engage the Imaginator.
Imaginator engaged.
Check ear canals.
Ear canals are clear.
This is it.
Here we go.
In 3, 2, 1. Ignition!
We have cleared the pad.
Story Space, here we come!
This story is called The Truth About Tooth Fairies. Rory had a wiggly tooth. It was her first ever wiggly tooth. It was driving her bonkers. All day she would wiggle it. She wiggled it when she woke up. She wiggled it when she was at school. She wiggled it during recess. She wiggled it on the bus ride home. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. It just wouldn't come out.
Mum, how much longer is it going to take for my tooth to come out?
It will come out when it's ready. Unless you want your dad to give it a good old tug.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'll wait.
Rory did not like the idea of her dad tugging out her tooth. He was a teacher, not a dentist. But she was excited to get some money from the Tooth Fairy. Her older brother Colin had already collected over $4 in Tooth Fairy money. So back she went to wiggling. Wiggle, 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 until...
Mom! 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 It fell out!
Rory stood in the kitchen, holding her tooth proudly in the air, with a big toothless smile on her face. Later that night, Rory was being tucked into bed by her dad.
So, have you put your tooth under your pillow?
Yes, and I wrapped it in some toilet roll to keep it safe.
Okay, great.
So, I just go to sleep and the tooth fairy comes and collects it, right?
Yeah, that's how it works. Pretty good deal if you ask me.
Cool. Okay. Love you, Dad.
Love you too, Roar.
And with that, Rory fell slowly asleep.
Why is this child's head so big? It's like trying to roll a boulder off a cliff face.
David, the Tooth Fairy, was having some trouble moving Rory's head.
Come on, you big monstrosity. I've got 70 more houses to visit this evening.
Rory began stirring.
No, you're a poo-poo head.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Then suddenly, Rory woke up to see a small, glowing Tooth Fairy hovering over her head.
Ah! How are you?
Oh, now I've gone and done it.
Rory slowly rubbed her eyes.
Are you the Tooth Fairy?
Well, yes, I am a Tooth Fairy. My name is David, and contrary to popular belief, there are quite a lot of us. You don't think one Tooth Fairy could go around the entire human world collecting teeth every night? Don't be ridiculous. It would take blooming ages.
As Rory's eyes began to adjust to the dark, she noticed David was carrying a tiny backpack with what looked like it had a coin in it.
Ooh, is that for me?
Rory asked, pointing to David's tiny backpack.
Well, of course it is. I brought you a loony.
hold on, a loony? What in tarnations is a loony?
It's the name Canadians use for a $1 coin.
A loony? Seriously, that can't be a real thing.
Yeah, Mick, it's named after a famous Canadian bird, and they call the $2 coin a toonie.
Okay, no, let's not. This is just getting silly.
Oh, okay, so what do you call a $1 coin in England?
A British pound.
Oh, a British pound. How quaint.
Oh, a British pound by order of Her Majesty the Queen.
Yeah, but a loony. Come on, Kev.
That's true, actually, Kev. Matt wins. A loony is ridiculous. I mean, it's loony.
Well, this is a hurtful conversation, and now I'm continuing the story. David pulled a loony from his backpack. Okay, all right. Let's move on, everyone. The show's over.
But a loony, Kev, is your Prime Minister Daffy Duck as well.
Good one, that's a good one.
You know what? Let's carry on with the story, boys.
All right. Yes, Rory, this is for you. And my records tell me this is your first tooth. Congratulations.
Yeah, it is. Thanks. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, me neither. If you could keep this between you and me, I'd be ever so grateful. If I get more than 3 wake-ups per year, I get suspended from tooth collection duty.
Wow, so this is your actual job?
Well, yes, kind of. Teeth are a very important part of Tooth Fairyland.
They are?
Yes, they are very magical. Very magical indeed. That's why we give you money. It's only fair you should get rewarded for helping us fairies out.
Why? What do you do with them?
Well, I can't... You know...
What? What is it? Are you not allowed to tell?
I've come up with a terrible idea.
Go on.
Instead of telling you, why don't I show you?
Oh, okay.
Suddenly Daffod waved his tiny wand and sprinkled blue fairy dust on Rory's head, turning her into a glowing yellow tooth fairy.
I'm gonna get in so much trouble over this.
Wow, I'm tiny and I have wings.
Now, come with me.
Daffod waved his tiny wand again and whisked him and Rory out of her bedroom. Suddenly, Rory found herself flying across a beautiful, colourful land. Tooth Fairy Land. There were thousands of multicolored trees with the most outrageous and wonderful smelling fruits stretching as far as the eye could see.
You see these trees, Rory?
Yes, they're incredible.
They are called splendiferous trees. Each one is completely unique, like your thumbprint.
Wow.
They are what we fairies eat to live. Each one of them has its own color and fruit and is grown from a single tooth. That tooth you lost yesterday will grow into its own tree, right here in Fairyland.
Wow, you mean like a seed?
Yes, like a seed.
That's weird, a tooth seed.
Yes, I guess it is. But I don't make the rules. Once a tooth hits our magical soil, a splendiferous tree sprouts in an instant. It's quite spectacular.
Oh, I asked my mum what happened to my teeth, and she never gave me a straight answer.
Well, now you know. Follow me.
Daffod swooped down to a village in Tooth Fairyland. There, working in a scrapyard, was a tooth fairy called Neville.
Meet Neville.
And who's this?
I'm Rorisina. I'm Daffod's cousin.
Yes. My cousin, Rorisina, from my mother's side.
Okay, nice to meet you. Are you visiting?
Yeah, you could say that.
Neville here makes the money we exchange the teeth for, all across the human people's world.
Yes, I've never understood why there's so many different forms of payment in the crazy world. 180 different coins in total. Today I've been making euro, Swiss franc, Kuwaiti dinar, Danish krona, Bulgarian lev, New Zealand dollar.
What about Canadian loonie?
Yeah, the loony. That always makes me laugh. Such a funny wee word. Yeah, I did those yesterday. And if it's a front tooth, sometimes we give the Canadian kids a toonie. A toonie. That's actually what they call a $2 coin.
So you make the money here, then the other tooth fairies fly it to the children's pillows, exchange it for their teeth, then bring it back to Tooth Fairyland and grow splendiferous trees.
Yes, of course, that's how we eat. Haven't your parents taught you anything? Have you even started Tooth Fairy School yet?
Well, we need to be going, you know, places to be, people to see. Come on, Rory, Sina, flap those wings.
Alright, okay, I'll see you both again then.
And with that, Daffod and Rory flew back up into the bright sky.
Wow, the cousin line really saved my bacon. Thanks. If they knew I used my powers to bring an actual child to Tooth Fairy Land, I'd be in big trouble.
So, where are we going now? This is fun.
Back to bed.
Oh, you sound like my parents.
I've shown you quite enough. I need to get you back to your pillow before they discover what I've done.
Okay, but one last question.
Yes?
Can I taste a splendiferous tree, please?
Oh, no, that's just for genuine fairies.
Oh, come on, please. Just one little taste.
Ah, all right. Just one taste. It really is delightful.
Yay!
David and Rory flew across the thousands of wonderful and unique splendiferous trees. Rory eventually picked out one that was the same colour as her Squishamallow stuffy at home. She plucked a berry and it tasted like nothing she'd ever tasted in her entire life before.
Wow, it tastes like rainbows and sugar, unicorns, marshmallows and ice cream all at once.
Then David waved his wand, sprinkled his blue fairy dust, and whisked Rory back to her bed. The next morning she woke up and looked under her pillow.
Mom! Dad! I've got a toonie!
Oh, guys, altitude is 500 kilometers!
We have left story space and we are re-entering the Earth's atmosphere.
Engage thrusters.
Thrusters are engaged.
We have
touchdown!
Nice job, team! Another successful mission to story space. See you next time.
Hi there, it's Mick,
Matt, and Kevin here.
If you're enjoying Story Space, we'd love you to subscribe to the podcast.
Rate and review it.
And tell your friends about it.
Also, to keep up with everything Story Space,
follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Story Space Podcast.
Or sign up to our mailing list at storyspacepodcast.com.
See you in Story Space.